Exodus chapter number 2. Several absolutely fantastic messages on Moses already that I've got tremendous help from. So many messages have helped me when I go back home, one of which I'm going to contact a few people I did work for and see if I have a pension of some sort. just to see. He said he didn't put nothing in it either, so just going to call. It's not going to hurt to call. For the second time in Exodus 2, we all know the story, and so I just want to read this the one verse in verse number 4, and it says, and his sister stood afar off, to wit what would be done to him. And at this point, we're not even given her name. But I'm sure everybody would agree, at least for a small portion of time, this was her ministry. And sometimes your ministry, as a matter of fact, most ministries that you're ever going to be a part of, that you're ever going to do, nobody's ever going to know. The world's never going to know you. And can I say that's fine? I have too much in my past. I don't need the world to know me. I don't need the world digging into who Rick Davis is. And there's been a lot about bivocational pastors, and I'm one. But I also think about the bivocational pastors' wives, who also work 40 and 50 hours like mine does. And do more at my church than I do. Who makes baskets for preachers. Who sets everything up. And sometimes we get all the credit. When a lot of times, a lot of the people that we have surrounded ourselves with is really doing most of the work. We just get to do what I call the fun stuff. Right? But just a couple of things that I wanted to point out, just to give you this thought about Miriam. One, I think she's very wise. She watches from afar. And I don't know about you, but I'm sure if I would have been in that position, once that basket starts drifting to the house of Pharaoh, I'm probably getting in the river and saying, no, this is not where you're supposed to go. I'm probably putting my hand on my ministry. When I first went to my church 7 years ago, there were 10. And I was for sure we were going from 10 to new building in no time. It took a while, but Sunday mornings, about 2,500 a year. I've learned by watching some preachers. I know how to inflate the numbers. Amen. Amen. So, but didn't turn out that way. Didn't quite go the way I expected it to go. And so much about what Brother Jared was saying last night. It's not about the congregation. And I found that my ministry as a pastor is dealing, some of y'all may not say amen, but it's dealing with people sometimes I don't even like. I mean, I guess probably as a pastor, I'm supposed to like all my members. I began praying, God, send people our way. God, send people our way. And then I got specific about my prayer life, and God, send normal people our way. And it's like God was like, they would not fit in with you. But so often we put, man, we visited every house. We spent the money, Brother Reagan. I mean, we did everything we could, and still people don't even know us. But there are a few people. There are ones in the church that I see growth in their life. And that's fine. That's fine. She was wise. I also think she's very faithful. I don't believe that this is the first time Jochebed had sent her out to do something on her own. You don't give someone that sort of responsibility without proving yourself first. I believe she could do something without being watched over. Sometimes we're real good about doing things when it's the big crowd, and we're good about doing things when our preacher buddies are with us. But what about doing the things that nobody's ever going to find out? How about doing things and actually, how about helping an old lady across the road and not putting it on Facebook? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't get it. I don't understand preachers over here. How do you have time to do all that when you're always doing this? I don't know. Many have the disease of Diotrephes. They love the preeminence. Someone preached on Jonah at some point, right? You know what Jonah's biggest problem, I think? Jonah's selfish. It's been a while since I counted it up, but I think in the whole book of Jonah, he speaks 14 verses and refers to himself almost 40 times. But also see that she was rewarded. She did not get to part the Red Sea, but her ministry produced someone that would. So often we want to be the one out with the rod waving it. Let me part the Red Sea. Let me be the one that leads thousands to Christ. Let me be the one that has the meeting, that has the college, that has the website, that has all these things. I want to be the one. But maybe, and most of the time, God has called us not to be the one to do all that, but maybe disciple someone and invest in someone that can do those things.
Amen.
You may not pastor, but you can invest in someone's life that they can go on and do it. You might not get the fame that others give themselves. You may not get the fame that others may have, but you can invest and make a difference and influence someone's life. That they can go do that. And is that not just fine with us? It's just fine that I can help someone along the way that they become bigger than me. It's all happening.